Welcome to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, currency analyst at MUFG. This is episode 14 and we're looking at the week starting 2nd March 2020. So Lee, what have been the implications so far for financial markets from the coronavirus?
Well, coronavirus fears have escalated very quickly over the past week after we saw clear evidence that the virus is spreading outside of China. And it's now seen as posing a much bigger downside risk to global growth and less of a kind of China-specific shock that it was before. And amidst this kind of more elevated level of uncertainty, I think market participants have quickly adjusted to price in a higher probability of a global recession-type scenario. And that's finally kind of brought an end to the kind of period of resilience that we saw in global equity markets. As we've seen over the past week, the US equity market has been hit very hard, with the S&P 500 recording its largest correction lower over a week period since the global financial crisis back in 2008. And we're now starting to see as well more spillovers to the FX market. FX volatility has started to pick up from historic low levels that we saw earlier this year. And we still feel that there is scope there for volatility in the FX market to continue to head higher in the near term. The pickup that we've seen in the FX vol still appears fairly modest if you look at the pickup of volatility that we've seen in other markets such as the bond or equity market. And on top of that as well, obviously, these kind of intensification of global growth fears, that's also prompting investors to start to kind of liquidate positions in higher risk assets. And for the FX market, this has resulted in those high yielding and commodity related currencies have clearly underperformed, such as the Russian ruble, South African rand, and other major LATAM currencies. But on the other hand, obviously the low yielding currencies such as the yen, Swiss franc, and euro, those have strengthened even against the dollar over the past week, as those kind of short funding positions that were in place have been liquidated. At the same time as well, we'd also note that the dollar, we think, is also being undermined in the very short term, at least by building expectations as well for the Fed to respond powerfully to the tightening in financial conditions that we've seen over the past week. Certainly, if this weakness in the equity market in the US was to continue going into their policy meeting next month, then expectations are certainly very high right now that the Fed will deliver at least a 25 basis point rate cut, and that could be something which is dampening the dollar as well right now. And in terms of those kind of trends in the FX market, we were expecting those to basically continue in the week ahead.
And Lee, what key events should we look out for in the week ahead?
In the US, there is Super Tuesday, which we feel is potentially a key moment in the Democratic primaries. We have 15 primaries or caucus elections taking place, and that could determine the Democrat presidential candidate, or at least narrow the field dramatically. So far, the performance of Bernie Sanders in the first three elections makes him the clear front runner. And the question is, right now, who is the kind of credible centrist candidate who's going to challenge him? We've got Joe Biden still in the running. Mike Bloomberg will also enter the race alongside Pete Buttigieg. And those three potential challengers, we should have a better idea after the Super Tuesday, who is likely to be best placed to go forward and challenge Bernie Sanders. If Bernie Sanders, though, if he still remains the kind of strong front runner following Super Tuesday, that could pose some downside risk for the dollar. Certainly the kind of negative impact on the dollar from a more progressive president is a risk that we've been highlighting earlier this year. And we still feel that this has the potential to have more of a negative impact on the dollar later this year. But we're still kind of doubtful whether this will have a significant impact in the very short term. At the moment, I think market participants still remain confident that President Trump is the favorite to be re-elected. So while that remains the case, I think the market's still willing to kind of overlook the risk of Bernie Sanders potentially becoming president. In Europe, though, I think the market attention is more likely to focus at the start of this week on the upcoming trade talks between the EU and UK. Certainly, we've seen market participants become more wary again over the risk of the UK leaving without a trade deal at the end of this year. And I think that's understandable following the comments that we saw from the UK government recently, when they basically threatened to leave without a deal if they can't at least agree on a kind of broad trade deal outline by June. And obviously that's a very tight time frame to achieve that outcome. So obviously the UK wants to put a lot of pressure there on the EU to try and make strong progress in the coming months. But obviously the risk being is that if there is insufficient progress over that short period of time, then I think the market will become more and more concerned that the UK could follow through with that threat and walk away from the talks and prepare to more intensely for potentially trading on WTO terms following the end of this year. So in that kind of scenario, we feel that it's likely that the pound will continue to trade on a heavier footing in the week ahead. And then finally, we'd also look at the upcoming Bank of Canada policy meeting as well. I think that's going to be more closely scrutinised than normal, given the recent disruptions from the coronavirus. I think market participants there will be looking to see if that sets a precedent in terms of how major central banks are likely to respond going forward. Obviously, at their last policy meeting, the Bank of Canada had already opened the door to rate cuts if weaker growth in Canada continued to persist. And we would certainly say that since their last policy meeting, the downside risks to growth in Canada have continued to increase. Obviously, the coronavirus disruption and also further rail disruption as well in Canada are certainly factors which have increased the likelihood that weak growth will continue to remain weaker than the Bank of Canada had been hoping. So certainly justification there for the Bank of Canada to cut rates at the upcoming meeting. And obviously, if the Bank of Canada does respond with a more imminent rate cut, we feel that will also then further encourage expectations for the Bank of Canada to deliver multiple rate cuts this year. And overall, I think that in the current environment, where we have obviously very challenging external conditions with market participants fearful over the outlook for global growth, and with the Canadian dollar, one of the kind of highest yielding currencies within the G10 space, it's certainly vulnerable to a further liquidation of long CAD positions. So certainly scope there, we feel, for the Canadian dollar to weaken further going forward. And we feel even if OPEC Plus, if they deliver a larger production cut in the week ahead, we just feel that's unlikely to be sufficient to really trigger a reversal for the Canadian dollar.
Right. Okay. Thanks very much, Lee. Have a good week and speak to you soon. Thank you for listening to the Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.